Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Premature starters there. Hey, everybody. How's it going today? This is Rob Thrasher. I'm doing Spotlight on Business. We're going to be looking at, I guess you might call them the poor man's franchises. They're MLMs. Some do work, I've seen in the past, and a lot of them are a direct result of what you have time and energy-wise to put into them. I really don't fully recommend MLM strategies for people that don't have a network to leverage. And what I mean by that is existing business owners who have a client base, a trusted following, or a following that trusts you, then I highly recommend MLMs, multi-level marketing companies. And especially, if you're working with a company that has a solid product, well, then it's a no-brainer. And if you also have contacts in your own database, in your Rolodex, as we used to say in the old days, then this can be quite successful. I'm actually looking at 3 or 4 MLMs right now, and the one we're going to talk about today, and actually the lady's name is Darlene A. Quincy. I gathered this material from public sources, but there's also a quote to her page, which is her what we call our success story, our spotlight on success story. And Darlene is kind of represents a lot of things that I believe in. First, it's women in business and women being sort of independent business owners and business-minded people, as well as faith in business. I think a lot of times people don't understand the importance of faith in their lives as well as in their business. So Darlene's story, Darlene has a few different multi-level marketing companies. Her primary one is called Legal Shield. Legal Shield, have a link to go to Legal Shield if you want to sign up. There is a fee like most MLMs, but it will pay itself off really quickly if you do a few different things and get a customer. And I'm not going to talk about the company. This story is about Darlene and her success story with the company. And I quote from Darlene Quincy, "My journey started about 16 years ago. My late husband, David Quincy, was introduced to the MLM company by a friend by the name of Jay Newsom." And she quotes, "Again, we thought we were doing him a favor by signing up for this membership." Her husband was in the MLM industry, in the Legal Shield business, for many, many years. And later on in life, as one does, we struggle. David, her husband, was stabbed from behind by her nephew. He passed away from those injuries. Her nephew is still in the legal system and was diagnosed with some mental issues disorders. As she quotes once again, "David's mission, her husband, was to help a young man who was lost and hurting because of the loss of his own mother and father due to cancer," which, as importantly, also finding out later, and this is my input, that sometimes you can't help people who have certain disorders, mental health being the one. And despite his efforts and probably prayers, I'm ad-libbing this, there was no help for this young man. And it ultimately took her husband's life, Mr. Quincy. It goes on about people being hurt and et cetera. We're going to focus on the business side of it. So as in the face of adversity, Darlene had to make a choice. She was always on board with her husband's decision that he wanted to leave a legacy for his family. And so she joined the MLM, and the following Monday night, in a briefing, she decided to go forward with the Quincy legacy named after her late husband. She had a full workload like we all do, working full-time, the kids, the family. Ultimately, and she quotes, "Business allowed me to grow in many ways." She mentions her faith in God, whoever you have, whatever you believe in. I think believe in God. I think that Darlene's testimonial about business as well, just in faith. In fact, she had a successful business, and she I think the stronger your faith is, the more you're likely to mention it. And to an example, a degree. That doesn't mean you and have a legacy and move things forward for our family, be a thriving business or whatever. Well, Darlene Quincy's in some of the big $100,000 clubs, something. And another important thing, I think a lot of people don't understand. Use what network you have. The product, number one. You believe that it's a product to a associate that it will, then that is going to drive you forward, drive your business. That's going to make a huge difference in your life in general. And if your business is your primary source of income, then there's nothing wrong. God help you. And primarily for that, for family and friends and loved ones, you'd like to maybe help in some way. There is no separation of in this sense. Your plans, revenue, and whatever you call it, should fit like a puzzle piece. What is it? That doesn't mean that you're a magic pill or there's a magic pill out there. But I say this, as I was part shall not name. I delivered hospice to people who were dying. I delivered many narcotics in my days. It's almost all to people who were very close to death's door, at death's door. I would guess, not literally, but to the light, as I would deliver some of their final medications. In the process of driving 1,200 miles a week, I got pulled over frequently. We live in New York State. One cop for a citizen in New York State. Many of you may know, I've heard a story in church just recently about one of the presidents of the mission. I won't mention names because I have the name, but he's from another state, and he recently pulled over for, I guess, the best way to describe it would be a minor potential infraction. there's a lot of little things they can pull you over for. Well, I heard secondhand about Darlene Quincy and Legal Shield. And so I started looking into the business model a little more. And I'll be darned if I didn't find a really viable, interesting multi-level marketing company. When I was driving, as I said earlier, I was driving for a living. This this business, this Legal Shield coverage, would have changed my life. Sounds dramatic, but it would have changed my life. I had numerous tickets. Well, with Legal Shield, I could have simply said, first of all, I had a sticker in the window that I have that I just got just recently. And really, ultimately, what that tells, and not that the officer was going to do anything wrong or bad or that he pulled you over for not a good reason, but let's face it, that happened. Well, in the face of this potential, the tickets that might come forth, if I had had the ability to say, well, hold on a minute, I'm going to call this 800 number, okay? And we're going to get one of my lawyers on the line here. The likelihood of getting the ticket in that situation, and there's no guarantees, right? But if you get on the phone, say, just a minute, before we talk, officer, I need to call my lawyer. That can and will change your life. Again, sounds dramatic, but having the ability to get on the phone and say, look, I have a legal advisor. If you're doing a negotiation or you're doing something business-wise or you're looking at doing a business agreement or a will or what have you, all of the things in life that occur can, not all of them, a lot of them can be solved by saying, hold on 1 minute. Could you fax this to my attorney? Let's call my attorney and I'm going to have him look this over. Officer, please just give me 1 minute. I'm going to call my attorney, and I'm going to let you talk to him. Imagine the difference this could make in your life. The business model has a lot of MLM stuff, which sometimes is a little confusing, but I'd be honest with you, when I looked at the sign-up forms and the agreements on this, and the business model isn't just focusing on, you know, you don't have a great product for an MLM when they focus 90% on getting more people to sell. This product sells itself, and I'm still researching it, so I don't want to tell you I'm done researching it. I'm doing a couple of test runs. I'm calling some phone numbers. I have a small issue that I'd like to deal with right now. So I'm actually using the product because I already joined to get the product. And now, personally, I'm considering recommending this multi-level business to my friends and family. And even trying to raise the money, I think it's $100. I haven't even gotten that far down the road. But even if I have to help raise the money for your entrance into the business, if I'm sure it's going to pay back, which I'm pretty confident right now, I haven't joined. I'm not a member. I do know a few members, and you know what? They're covering entire companies. If you're an employer and you have employees, especially if they drive around, even driving to and from work, guess what? For under $80 a month, an employer can cover his whole company. And I believe that goes up to 50 employees. That's big. That's huge. You're basically buying a lawyer for all your employees. It's a great perk for a very low price. Guess what? My goal, if I do join, my goal will be to hit the streets and go to every single employer. And I don't care if it's every little pizza place, every little diner or eatery, cafes, whatever it is. You've got 3 employees, 5 employees, 10, 20, 30 employees. For under $80 a month, you can give legal coverage to all of the employees. And I'm not, again, I do not represent this company. I'm in about 70% done. So I'm speaking a little bit in advance, but I'm very impressed. This would be, of the 3 companies that I'm evaluating right now for multi-level marketing, this one right now is very high up on my list. And I just want to congratulate Darlene Quincy. Again, she is a Legal Shield rep. Again, if you do want to go, my friend who does work for Legal Shield is, I have a link to his page. So I make nothing on this except to maybe help a friend. And maybe in the future, you know, one hand washes the other, I always say. And we'll see how this goes. I'm down to 2 minutes. Please, look up the show post on my Facebook, Rob Thrasher. Go to Rob Thrasher Technology or Rob Thrasher Radio, Spotlight on Success with Rob. Google any of those phrases, you'll find me. And I'm going to be adding some links to a webpage that I'm putting up, which evaluates different models, business models, multi-level models. I will say that this model, this MLM model, Legal Shield, at this point, is the best opportunity I've seen in a long time. Again, call the MLMs, you know, sort of like the poor man's franchise or what have you, but you know what, guess what, 30, 40, 50,000 to put into a franchise. That's okay. I'm pretty confident that with this business model, because the product is rock solid, I'm testing the product now, so it's looking good, let's put it that way. And I love the success stories. As you all know, we talk about success stories and business models, and this just happened to be one that combined a woman in business, having lived through tragedy, the loss of her husband, having endured the tragedy and not just like succeeded, but is flourishing in this multi-level business model. I hope to have Darlene on the show soon. And that said, Google me, look me up. Call me if you have a question about Google My Business or if you have a question about multi-level marketing companies that I recommend. Call me at 315-235-3753. Google me, Rob Thrasher, Spotlight on Success with Rob. I'll talk to everybody again very soon. I'm going to finish testing out this new business within the next week, and we're going to have a guest on the show next week. Take care. Have a great day, great weekend. Bye-bye.